Oh, honey, I'm home. Offerings have simply been streaming in. It has been a nightmare to keep up with. If I see another fruit basket within the next few hours, I might simply... Lamb, what are you hiding behind your back? Right, nothing to hide. Just like all the other sinners in hell, Come on, dear. You know there's no need to be ashamed around me. You can be yourself, truly. Show me your hand. Go on. Show me. Ah, as I suspected. I thought I smelled blood. That seems to be a pretty nasty cut, love. Would you let me treat it? Good pet. Come here. Sit with me by the fire. No, baby. Not all the way over there. Come here. Sit on Mommy's lap. What? Do my thighs not look comfortable enough for you? You know they're nice. And warm. And quite squishy. Like the pillows of a hellhound's paw. Come, sweet thing. Find out. We wouldn't want you to bleed out due to your indecision, would we? That's what I thought. Are you comfortable? Warm? Good. What were you trying to cook? Oh, I have heard of this delicacy before, but have never had the opportunity to try. We do not have a wide variety of produce in hell, as you can imagine. Did you find what you need among the offerings? I did say you would never want for ingredients in the pantry, yet these cultists sometimes prove lacking in imagination. You did. Wonderful. Did this happen because of me? Baby, you do not have to lie to me. Be honest, little love. Was it because of me? I know how I can be so distracting. Oh, well, darling, I'm so very sorry. Let me kiss it better. I know you are not a child, human, but I ask with good reason. After all, demon saliva is a natural disinfectant. It kills all germs it touches, even has some minor healing properties. Back in the Dark Ages, they swore it was the cure to aging, though that was a clever little lie made by a particularly cunning demon, which he still brags about to this day, might I add. Incubi, I swear. I would not lie about this, my little lamb. If I wanted to get a taste of you, I would simply ask. You will not find my methods to be so coy. So, may I? Come, give me your finger. Let me make you feel better. Poor thing. How could I let a precious creature like you get hurt whilst under my protection? I'll have to make up for it somehow. Later. This cut is pretty deep, isn't it? Kisses won't cut it then. By the nine circles, lamb, your blood tastes divine. What are they feeding humans nowadays? It's like grenadine. All Eden's fruits pale in comparison to you. Perhaps you were quite the offering after all. And with those noises you're making, you'll make a full-grown demon misbehave. There. That should keep the wound clean for a while. See? It's closing up already. Was it soothing, dear? The warmth of my mouth? Ah, just teasing, love. You need not answer. Now that we have taken care of your injuries, would you tell me about your day? Of course I'd like to know, dearest. Whilst marveling at you going through your little chores could keep me entertained for hours, I would not want to go without your voice. Tell me about your day. Mm-hmm. You can keep talking, dear. I am just fixing your frazzled little self a bit. Or maybe I'm messing you up a little. Who knows? Well, that does sound like a wonderfully peaceful way to spend your time. Though, perhaps everything sounds peaceful to a creature as I. I am, at the very least, glad you have been comfortable here. My day. Oh, you wish to know the affairs of the wicked. You want to play in the shadows with me, little lamb. Do we have a black sheep on our hands, after all? Don't worry, baby. I did nothing too strange today. Though, I went to the edge of town. Oh, yes. Well, of course. I had to show my dissatisfaction with their recent little misdemeanor. I doled out a little bit of punishment to whoever had the bright idea to snuff a light as brilliant as yours. They found his body a few hours ago, hence the meager offerings of fruit baskets and artisanal wines, feeble attempts to quell the anger of the horrid demon that lurks between the pines. Do not worry, lamb. I would not harm a hair on your body. Why scar such beautiful artwork, after all? You would have been the subject to many paintings back in the day. You do have the makings of a muse. Other than that, I took another look at the ritual circle they used to summon me. No use, though. It's still inert. For now, anyways. And then, my favorite part of the day came around. Would you like to know what that is? Truly, you would. Well, it was coming home to you, of course. Naturally, darling lamb, to return to you cooking a meal by the comfort of a roaring fireplace in a cabin as quaint as this. Looking like that I do believe the mortal realm has nothing better to offer me. I must ask, are all your needs met, little love? Have you found yourself lacking anything? You know that all you must do is ask, and I'll pull down the heavens. Figuratively, of course. No, baby. I'm afraid even I can't do that. Trust me. If a demon had figured out how, it would have happened by now. Any other needs, though, I will meet most happily. Are you fed? Good. Are you warm? Wonderful. Are you entertained? That is good enough for now, then. Now, are you loved? You know what I mean, love. Have you been taken care of properly? I know you're not that innocent, Angel. Cast aside your halo, if only for a second. Last we talked, I mentioned I could smell the sins on you. Recall that. And you remember what I said about the creeping lusts. Oh, I can sense them, honey. I can sense them very well. Your desires, your little needs and wants. Well, I suppose it's not just that I smell on you. I may have neglected to mention that demon saliva may also act as a potent aphrodisiac. Oh yes, our mouths are nothing if not founts of unbridled desire, little lamb. It would only make sense that which flows from them would make you want like none other. And my saliva is coursing through your bloodstream as we speak. You can be a little selfish if you want. Of course, we do not have to do anything you are not comfortable with, little love. In fact, you can very much say no. I do not mean to influence you. However, if you feel even the slightest pull, carry even a seedling of an appetite for the forbidden fruit, then come bite the apple, sweet thing. I did say I would take care of you, didn't I? Oh, good. Then, the choice is yours, little mortal. Your wish is my command. Oh, what was that? Though it may have been meek, I believe I heard a yes. Yes? What, sweetheart? Yes, you want mommy to take care of you? Do you want me to scratch that unholy little itch of yours? You want to taste that which the heavens would have you reject? Oh, sweet baby. Say no more. You will experience the true meaning of worship this evening. And I, for one, cannot wait to partake in my communion. Let me carry you to the bed. Let me rid myself of these clothes, if you can even call them that. Is this what you've been wanting to see, my lustful little thing? Is this body what you expected it to be? You may see it any time, darling. You need only ask. Now, to indulge in my offering. Are you certain? This is the last time I will ask. Though, of course, you can request for me to stop at any time. I will do my best to chain whatever force will drive me from here on out. Huh. Such a timid little nod. Look at you, splayed out beneath me, so expectant. Who knew that just a little drop of saliva would turn you into such a horny little thing? Don't be ashamed. I adore it. I have been wanting to get a taste of you, if I'm honest. It is hard to know where to start. Let's begin slowly with your lips. I've seen you staring at mine, after all. This is something we will both delight in, I am sure. Your tongue is not for show, love. Use it. I can feel you squirm under me. Your body is screaming for me, isn't it? It wants me. It's begging for me to make it mine. And I just might. I will kiss your neck, grazing my teeth along your jugular, while my claws slowly make their way down, down to where you want them most. Oh my. You are so ready for me, aren't you? So excited for me. Let me make you feel good, honey. Let me show you how to indulge in the holy instrument that is your body. And fuck, baby. Oh, it is a gift. I'm going to slowly start moving my hand, okay? That's it. Let your body flood with that sticky, sweet feeling. Oh, yes, sweetie. Moan for me. Fuck. You could outsing the angels with moans like that, little lamb. Oh. Yes. Beg for me, desperate thing. Let me know how badly you need this. Such a whimpering little mess. All peach blush and pheromones. You are addicting. Fuck. I feel the waves of pleasure coming off of you. Does it feel good, baby? Do you like it when I touch you like this? Ah, you can touch me back, sweetie. Here, give me your hand. There. See? Play with mommy's tits while she makes you feel good. Fuck, you are gorgeous. It is taking all of my strength not to pounce on you. Do Do not tempt me, lamb. I do not wish to overwhelm you. It can be a lot for a mortal to fully indulge in what we demons have to offer. Though, if you're good for me, I will show you. Oh, of course, honey. Oh, I want to have all of you. I want you all to myself. I want to sunder your soul with pure ecstasy, baby. But I need to be careful. I do not want to break you so soon. I can feel it building beneath my hands. The pressure. Come, little lamb. Let it out. Come for mommy. That's right. I want to feel you come because of me. I want you to look me in the eyes. Look at me, honey. You're doing so good. Oh, there it comes. Oh, sweet thing. Oh, fuck. Oh, feel it wash over you in waves. Your body is trembling. That was beautiful, pet. I've never seen anything quite like it. Let me have a little taste of you. Ah, that's exquisite. Oh, yes, baby. You must clean your fingers after a good meal. How do you feel? Do you think you could do a little more? What do I mean? Well, I haven't quite gotten my fill of you yet. I've been soaking in your desire all evening, ever since I walked through that door. Oh yes, pet, don't think I didn't notice. You wanted me to have my way with you all night. You were not hiding it very well. I want you to taste me, mortal. I want you to drown in the river of desire. Come on, make mommy feel good, won't you? You will. Oh, you're such a good little thing. Don't worry, dear. I'll make it easy for you. Lay back. Lay your head on the pillow, dear. A throne fit for a queen. And I do believe I will take my rightful place. Let me sit on that perfect fucking face of yours. Yes. Oh, that's right, my little lamb. You like the taste of this demonic pussy, human? Is it better than anything you've ever eaten? You're certainly acting like, you've never eaten a day in your life. My ravenous, lustful little slut. Oh, fuck. Oh, Satan below, that feels fantastic. Oh, Lord. Oh, yes, baby. Don't stop. Devour me. Oh, yes.
fuck.
Let me fill all your deepest desires. Don't stop. Oh, do not stop. Holy fuck. This is the shit that led Eve to sin. Oh, fuck. This is where it began. Fuck. And this is how it all will end. Oh, God, baby. You're gonna make me... take me there. Yes. Fuck. Yes, baby. Oh, fuck. Deliver me. It has been a long time since I was treated to such a wonderful feeling. Oh yes, baby. You did a wonderful job. Are you all right? Have you had your fill now, too? Yes? Good. Good, pet. Come, mortal. The devout can say what they want about sex and who to have it with. But I know one thing we know better than them. Cuddling. Come, nestle into me. Let me hold you close. My prize. My treasure. Stolen away from under the angels' noses. All mine. That's right. Cuddle close. You know, little lamb. Asleep. Out like a light. No wonder. They worked very hard. My sweet little lamb. I'm definitely keeping you. And no mortal or demon shall ever lay a finger on you. Not as long as I live. You're mine now, and I'm not letting you go. My sweet, precious little lamb.